We're doing Chazon Ish. We're up to the third chapter, the third paragraph. Chazon Ish had described how the application of Emunah and Bitachon is when we recognize that one of the applications of Emunah and Bitachon is when we recognize that our ethics stem from the halacha, and that when the halacha says that Mr. Reuven is in the right, then if Mr. Shimon is trying to deny that, then Mr. Shimon is prosecuting and Mr. Reuven is being persecuted. So sometimes we have our own thoughts on the matter, but when we learn to use the halachic system as the barometer, so that's when we're applying our emunah and our bitachon, our recognition that Hashem, who created the world, gave us a Torah and gave us an ethical system to apply it in our lives, to know who to take sides with, to know what we call ethics, musariyut. And whoever does not implant within his heart this fundamental principle, lo yoilenu rab likhov omet shkidato liknot midot metukanot, so then all his learning and his diligence will not suffice to acquire correct behavior, correct traits. Ki bipakshu betatzumot im re'ehu, because when he encounters a fight with his friend, betach yechratz mishpato kintiyotav ativiyot, so then he will decide based on his natural inclinations. And even though a person has tried to perfect his inclinations, but that doesn't mean they run in line with the halacha from heaven. And if the fundamentals of his decision, of his judgment is tainted, so then the outcome of that thought process, that decision, will also be inaccurate. Hevei ki zak mikrei daudekei debemata lefanav yitbarach hatzileini mirodvai ki ametsu mimeni. It's following the example he said that when you have the incumbents, you have the educators who were there first, and the halacha sides with the new educators, that they're in the right, they're entitled to set up a school and compete. Because in Torah education we say you're allowed to compete. But then the old-time educators will yell, Hashem, save me, I'm being persecuted, they're overcoming me. Umin shamayim bat kol ta'aneu, but from heaven, a voice, so to speak, answers, Hoy al osim ma'aseh zimri umvakshim sechar kepinchas. There are those who behave like Zimri, who went off with the Midianite woman, and then they say, I should be rewarded like Pinchas, who stood up to Zimri. Sometimes people do what's wrong, and they want merits like they're doing what's right. So that's Madoff, right? Giving donations to all kinds of charities. Let everyone praise him for his generous donations. Until you realize, no, the guy's a thief. You come back here. You come back here, so the Chazon Ish says, if we're not using the barometer of the Torah, so then a person will sometimes fight for things, and in heaven they'll say, woe to those who think they're fighting for what's right, and they want wages for it, when in fact they're fighting for what's wrong. Halo atau arodef, it's as though the heavenly voice says, you're the persecutor. Halo atau shenecha noseh panim latorah, you are not respecting the Torah. Halo katavti b'torti, demikedar dekilomatzi le'akev. Doesn't the Torah say that in education we invite competition? So then they have no right to fight off the new school that's going to open up, the new educators that are coming in. So if a person doesn't learn that system, that he has to work with the ethics, with the system of the Torah, then they will be fighting in the name of heaven, but in fact, they are not fighting on the side of heaven. So that's the third paragraph here.